Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
But what about the turnoff? Since apparently I wasn't supposed to ever have a breath weapon.
You're going to have 3d8 once per day. We're sticking with the old rules for you.
Okay.
How can it be in such a huge breath weapon?
It's now based on racial hit die.
Yes, it's now based on hit die. And since she does not have any hit
die. She has no racial hit die.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they say hit dice?
Yes.
Racial hit die.
Racial actually.
Yes. It says racial hit die.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up if you want.
I will.
Because I thought that was awesome!
And
with the exception of, sadly, dragons, their breath weapons are smaller. Anywho. That was Dragon. Steven.
It still has 5 foot reach, so I can move up to it and it won't get attack opportunity.
Yep, that was round one.
That is true.
I move up and I take 4 on attack. For simplicity's sake, what is its AC?
26.
Okay.
It hasn't changed.
Hey, you use your combat expertise.
I just go range then.
I'll hit 3 times. But I get a rend. I assume electricity affects him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I forgot about the guys, he has improved critical. That would have mattered on you.
That would have.
16. 18. So while he's doing that, if I move to this square, would I get fire damage?
18.
Yes. Okay. You basically just have to be touching the edge.
18 plus 18.
It's 36.
Plus 11.
Is 47.
47.
Okay, so he's up to 113.
You said you get a rend. Isn't that bleed damage?
No, it's just more another dice.
It's just extra damage.
113. Ryle!
It can't be something.
They add 1d6 for a racial hit back.
So it has 18d6.
Awesome. Oh, you're gonna want to Benny all 3 of those. 2 of those.
There's 1 of them anyway.
1.
That's my last Benny.
I say we let one natural one.
Not for that one. Ryan will spend, or Alec will spend a Benny. Not for that one.
What was it?
He's dazed for D3 rounds, which means he can't act.
Oh. Ooh. We roll that other one.
There.
That's at least probably just a fail.
No, I'm sorry. 1 through 10 critical fails right now.
1 through 10 critical hit fail. 11 through 20 is critical hit.
Okay, let's see.
It's a pass or fail class.
Oh, I'll be failing. I'll just sit this one out.
No, 8 doesn't hit. 18.
You beat up my Joshua.
Oh yeah, 26. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Those 2 are possible crits.
Thank you, Jessica.
1 crit.
Okay, so 1 crits and 1 does not. That was a confirm. Oh, yes. Gotcha.
Okay, what is it?
It's wit.
So slashing.
Spun around!
He's piercing, yeah.
Okay.
Normal damage, and he's flat-footed for 1 round.
Hey, now you're just sneak attack him next
round. Can you spin him around?
Yeah!
You want to poop all before I finish them?
Okay, so it's 46 plus 10.
Random Professor.
Certainly, in just a moment.
Jessica, or somebody.
I can't read them.
Brian, take a poop ball.
Yeah, those are good.
18 and about 15 plus 10 is 28.
28. Ample one.
You whip?
21. Have to be epic!
And if you still have an extra, you can sneak attack.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
All three? Four times.
But you have three attacks?
I have four attacks.
You have three base attack bonus?
No.
He has six offhand. Lesser, haste.
And I also have improved to it. So I get a second attack with my offhand.
Okay.
Oh, I get five?
Five? Loser. Shoot! He's you want to hit!
What?
He was left footed.
What is your top base attack bonus?
My top...
Jessica.
Your highest base attack.
Highest base attack bonus.
My base attack bonus is 9.
So you have 9 minus 5 is 4.
Yeah, right.
So 2, 4, yeah, and haste to get 5.
Okay. I do not flank there, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
Unless the fire is flanking with you.
Is attacking me. She's not doing any damage.
Don't say my highest is attacking me. That just confuses me.
That's the very basic term. Your base attack bonus.
No, you said highest base attack bonus. Like I have more than one base attack.
Nope.
You do have more than one base attack.
No, I don't. It's 9. That's it.
Nope.
There's not more than one base attack.
No.
Nope.
What's your body?
Not your attack.
Oh, you were off by 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's lame.
Wait,
oh, wait, he's flat-footed.
Yes, he is flat-footed.
How long does haste last?
Six rounds.
You're good.
Okay.
All right. You actually have 2 hits.
This is round 4, I believe.
Alright.
When you use an attack action, you can make 1 attack your highest base attack 19. Bonus.
19.
To quote the book,
16.
My penis is bigger.
No, it means you have less of a life than he does. That says something, Steven. All right.
I get paid to sit at work and do nothing.
All right.
Okay, I was like, what's that creaky noise?
My bad.
Yes, there we
go. It's the sound of Steven's life. But I'm
it's the sound of my penis.
Awesome!
What's up?
You've
all right. Got an old penis.
There is a surprise opening against Steven. He bites you for double damage, and he gets 1 free attack at minus 5.
Oh, you're down.
Ooh, he's going to take you down.
He hits. What's your AC?
He takes you down.
See, there are some of those critical hit things that are really awesome, and some that just suck.
Well, you know what? You guys have gotten that card before and thought it was really awesome. I agree.
And then when she got the critical hit on, when she was completely surrounded by everybody.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
You have to admit, that was awesome. Okay, so 12d6 plus 100.
My first combat with you guys, my first round.
Go ahead and roll.
I get one-shotted.
How dead are you?
I can free-five and start to bring you up.
Can't do enough.
The druids can help.
You cannot do enough.
How far are you going to go down?
Just roll and light it up. All
right, cool.
He's just going to, like, eviscerate Steve.
Is it 105?
102 plus this.
It's, all right, I already got the one of you out of those
like the spray. It's like that guy exploded. And,
yes.
All right.
Or if you take in Watchmen when he explodes. People just
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 155.
How much damage did you do there?
53 plus 102. 55.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Subtract 5 from that, so 150.
That only kills me.
Hold on.
That would kill me normally.
Yes, that.
Nom, nom, nom!
I would be put willing me unconscious.
To die. I need to be healed 103 hit points to not die.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, enjoy dying.
Steven, you are effectively dead.
I explode.
Alright.
But he can't swallow me.
She casts heal.
Because you are.
You heal 110 hit points.
Oh, thank God for druids.
I was waiting for that.
I'm hugging you after this. I'm hugging you. Little squirrel.
With the little hooves.
That's cute.
He's like,
yeah. That. On this whole adventure, I have died 4 times.
Well, just think of this. If you did die, we just use the dagger and bring you back.
That's true.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Yes. You hear. And suddenly it has a mesmerized look on its face.
What?
The goblin just using magic device.
The goblin!
You totally get a pay raise.
I love this guy. He rocks. He's going to get a nice position in our guild.
He's been rolling fantastically on used magic device.
Yeah.
16 was the lowest he's rolled.
Saphira, you have one of your top rogues now. We have found him for you. Well, you found him. We figured out how awesome he is.
By the way, that guy you two-shotted? Oh my god! Amazing!
You obviously had a favorite class rogue and put his skill point, got skill points, not hit points.
He only had 36 hit points. No, he didn't take hit points. He's a little squishy. He's a goblin.
I love you.
Now we just need to find the Healy stick.
Okay, you're getting a hug too.
We could take that thing back through the portal and have him attack the dragon.
Would it? Isn't that dumb?
We control it.
Do we control it? Or is it
do, I think it's mesmerized. I don't know.
We don't know exactly what it does.
I don't know what he did.
He walked up with... And apparently that was the melody to mesmerize.
Wow. Okay, give the squirrel a hug. Thank you for saving our ranger. You're awesome. Sorry, I'm touching your teeth.
Six.
Okay. You're squirrel. Hard not to.
Okay. You're now conscious 9.
Yay! I need 6 hit points.
By the way, my name is Gladaria.
Ah, nice to meet you. I'm Ricardo.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, he went down and I ripped out my intestines and I just fell back and told him what it was.
What happened? Oh boy.
You just want to see what happened to Dick.
Trust me, I saw it in slow motion.
You see all the blood? That's Dick's.
Oh, by the way, my kidney's over there. Would you mind?
You have a new one now, I think.
That heal.
Either that. Oh, wait, we can sell this.
What did you say your name was?
Gladaria.
Gladaria.
And we're going to call this guy Blackface.
Blackface.
Black goblin. I like my black goblin.
He's Blackface.
We need to get Elf down from the cooking pot.
You catch her.
No, he rides the... He rides the... I know.
We really need some healing.
Might I suggest we leave this place and rest up?
Yeah. Just elsewhere.
That sounds like a good idea.
Now that we have
we
you...
We still need to find Suspiria.
Don't worry, we'll find her.
Or she'll find us. It's one or the other.
I can find her.
And the squirrel goes...
good luck. She's a tiefling.
I suppose we'll tell her where we're going to be.
I have a deep hatred for squirrels.
She's a tiefling, just so you know.
After that event,
the world of squirrels, the
horde of squirrels that came down,
they turned
into gnomes
what?
And beat the.
Want to squeeze my penis?
Right. So they pinned me. They all pinned me.
You guys load up on this thing and fly out the hole.
Okay. I suppose we'll go hide in the forest or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we heal.
Alright, Tyler. Mm-hmm. At this point, you've gotten one bugbear to beat another bugbear to death.
Amazing.
The place is in chaos. However, one thing you notice is there's only actually, 15 left at this point. Now, you're not a great mathematician. You never had the patience for math. If you didn't get it within the first, 30 seconds, you gave up. But... there's a lot less bugbears than there were before.
Where'd they all go? The dragon's still there, too.
Might have gotten punished.
Possibly. Oh well, I'm gonna go back to the root place. Let me dry it.
Okay.
Sneak off. Invisible.
Alright, well, never mind. I guess the dryad will, or the Golodari will show up eventually.
We do that.
You guys
well,
dash off?
I guess we fly out back to the where we were with the dryad in the tree.
Imagine the dryad and Treant's reaction when they see this thing flying in.
Poop themselves.
You mean sap themselves?
Yes.
So, Tyler, when you show up, you see what looks like a red dragon, kind of, being ridden by a goblin, sitting there with your friends.
Is that the goblin from earlier?
Yes, he's getting a pay
raise. Yes, he's exceedingly useful. Keep playing!
Can you tell us what... Can we take over if we know the melody?
He's just been beating the drum randomly.
He's just been using magic device. So that the answer is no. I can take over. Well, what is this big thingy?
What? The big thingy?
Yes.
It's
how we're going to kill the dragon.
It's a T-Rex half-dragon as far as we can tell.
We're going to take that thing, go back, have it attack the dragon. While it and the dragon are fighting, we'll come in and finish the dragon off.
Hey, have you seen a squirrel with hooves around?
No.
I guess I can't talk to anybody.
You can talk. You know thieves can't.
I can't talk to the others.
Yeah, you can't talk to NPCs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fine.
Jeez, I'm talking about that.
I try to convince one of the
that.
Dryads to come over and nurse my wounds.
Okay, sure, no problem. We can band-aid you.
Hey, baby, come nurse my wounds.
Your druid lady healed me. You should nurse my wounds.
I'm a charm person. Don't you feel better now?
my brain feels better, but my belly still hurts. Because I took 113. I still have 113 hit points that I've taken.
I'm sorry. That was exceedingly well, damn. That was exceedingly awesome.
Yeah, if she wasn't here, I would be dead.
Yeah.
Dead! You'd be dead!
I'm fucking dead! I took 27 points of damage! You're one level fighter?
I took 157 points of damage? That would kill. If I was full health, that would still kill me.
God, Forth, that is so broken! Sorry.
Anyways, so, can I get your Healy stick poked in my belly many times?
We both come up to you.
They've got big teeth marks.
Big teeth marks.
I even avoided
his
fire.
You notice scales and flesh hanging from its mouth that looks oddly familiar.
Yeah!
Oh! Hey!
You get next. I asked nicely. Thank you!
That's so weird and kinky.
You know, if I could work in an addiction to this game, there's an addiction to Cure Light. I need a hit, man. Give me a Cure Light. I need it.
As adventurers, yes, there is an addiction to Cure Light.
How many?
Hey, wait, no. It's power and pass.
And I'm assuming you guys will also power up your buddy right there.
Yeah.
The goblin?
No, the dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to use him to go kill the
I guess we control him.
I guess he is our buddy.
Yeah.
You have a lot of use magic device.
Once you get a use magic device, 25, you basically dominate the thing.
Sweet.
Anything that it's normally against, it gets a will save against. You're not quite sure what it is willing or unwilling to do. Except kill people. It seems to like doing that.
So you can't go kill the dragon.
And eat it.
That's not its mom.
Or command to go kill bugbear half-dragons.
It could lose its will save.
Well,
it probably won't have an issue with killing the bugbears.
You guys remember earlier that the druid would help if you even the score or something.
Yes.
Yeah, to be back. Wait, Glidara, come back.
Where is she?
Squirrel, come back.
She's not stupid.
We've been here for a while.
You're right.
you guys are going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
That's
true. Where's the druid?
She's looking for you.
She turned into a squirrel and went looking for you.
That's stupid. Why would you look for me? Why would you let her look for me?
Because you were lost.
I was kind of almost dead at the time.
Yeah, I was dead at the time.
but seriously, you let her look for me.
Yeah.
She's smart. She'll come back.
She'll find you. You're not untrackable, you're just stealthy.
Finding involves seeing.
She can still track your tracks.
Just be patient, she'll be here by morning.
You certain about that?
Yes, I am.
She's a druid.
About that.
She's so a druid. Far, my confident... Well, so far, my... I think I had to say it with the five intelligence.
Yeah.
So far, I'm right!
Yeah. Trust me. Dick was like... a blood spray on the wall, and then she brought him back.
Okay. She hasn't found me.
It's pretty impressive. Well, it may
she
take
will.
A while.
Okay.
Didn't say she'd be able to find you instantly.
I'm gonna go sleep now.
Alright. You guys will rest up.
I'm gonna get captured again.
Am I using the magic device and actually dominating it?
Sure, I guess.
The goblin has it. He doesn't actually need to keep beating the damn thing.
Yeah.
Steven, you suffer no ill effects today.
Yay!
Any positive
effects?
Huh?
Any positive effects?
No.
No effects.
Does the druid have restoration? Normal?
Is the druid back by
morning? By morning, yes. Yeah, she has... you see this little squirrel walks up, taps the tiefling. And seems content.
See, she found you.
Totally.
Found
you.
Okay. Oh, by the way, do you happen to know restoration? He's...
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
He's got
well,
a problem.
Yes, he's been experimented on by a lich.
Oh. Well, you're so kind for having rescued him. And those unnatural fiends,
of course.
Monsters.
Yes.
Yes, it however, it is draining him of his smarts.
It was fun.
Unless the restoration does not work. I've tried.
Oh, well, then.
If you would be so kind as at least memorize one.
Let me see what restoration will do for him. Make whole phantom steam.
Make whole!
rusting grass.
The body has been made whole.
Well, are the people happy?
I doubt it.
Because I thought they were like, oh, you must save our druid! And then she shows up and they're just like...
I'm afraid that I cannot cast Restoration.
It's a cleric on the spell.
It's a cleric and paladin spell.
Dang.
Oh.
Maybe we can get Stormhammer to do it when we get back?
Yeah, if he is a level 16 paladin, yes, he can cast it for you.
Maybe
no, I'm good. I'm good.
Maybe we
it
can
just means
get Arwen
to do it? What it means is we take him to a temple.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
We'll take him to a temple.
I still know where I is.
I think Arwen can
we'll
do
we'll take
that.
Him to a temple.
I'd like to see you cry.
We'll give it a couple more days and see what your challenge is. And then we'll take you to
wait,
a temple.
Wait, they have cake there.
It has
I hate cake!
How about cookies?
I hate cake!
How about cookies?
They have Chinese.
I hate cake.
Oh, well, that's
fine. I hate cake!
He's trying to give you the
cake. I hate cake!
You liked ooze. Ooze
yes,
will be there.
The pudding was good.
There might be ooze there.
You lie. Try to succeed in sense motive.
Do you? Where's my lying button? Give me my lying button.
Your easy button.
You have like eight.
There they are. Thank you.
So, you guys are now rested up, all healed.
Yep.
All right.
I'm
now we're doing this
like
dragon.
6 plus 12. 8.
Well, last minute we were sleeping.
I rolled a 16. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm
probably
sure
still is.
We did go at night.
Well, Emma, if we just wait long enough, I'm sure he'll get frustrated and leave.
But what if he destroys more?
It can regrow.
It is just fire. Fire is
she
natural.
Can regrow it. She looks at the trees and goes...
She... Although fire is a force of destruction, it is also a force of growth and change. The area was indeed in growing in abundance and life. This is a natural balancing act.
But now we have this thing. We can go kill the dragon.
But, you should ask
there would
her
be no need to destroy the dragon.
You should ask her about the dagger.
Yeah, I was going to, but she's talking.
I was going to be like, are we here?
Yes, and by the way, we're actually looking for an object. And the dryad said that you would be the one to know about it.
Yes, I am the caretaker of all of the artifacts.
We're looking for a specific dagger. made of living willow wood. At least the hilt.
Oh, that dagger.
I need it to reclaim some items that were ours, that have been taken.
Then they had better be worth a small city. That is a very important and very powerful dagger.
I've been told that it can bring back the undead.
It can bring back more the undead than the undead.
Such.
It can bring life to death, death to life. It is a dagger that was once, that supposedly was held by the great Nameless One.
Got nothing.
Who? History?
Religion.
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 The cleric went, huh? It's not my god.
No, it's not even our pantheon.
Jeez.
Yeah, what a sap.
Yeah, but otherwise we wouldn't gain anything but come. We get some loot.
You have restored the balance.
Hey, who's...
I appreciate that, but that doesn't buy me dinner.
You can hunt here in the woods.
My wife's not down here.
It's free that way.
Just so...
You just have to catch it.
Well, aren't we getting the dagger for your, like, husband's armor, too?
Yeah, Bard better off us more than just the armor.
Well, when we get there, we'll talk to him.
Mm-hmm. I want to go get all their equipment. So we use this thing and kill them.
Well, it's not like...
It is true. If we kill the dragon, we get a hoard.
Oh, yeah.
Possible.
Well, it's not like...
If it's here.
Yes,
it's
if like it's here.
The druid not... and the dryads really need to help us. I mean, we can just go do that.
But
do you want to come back and join the fight?
Yes, I can slay the beast if you're going to do so, but I'm saying that it would be, in the long run, useless.
Some of us don't live forever.
Nah.
Who wants to live forever?
He breaks down in the song.
I gotta stick some before him.
Are you sure you can't cast restoration?
I thought heal would restore all that damage, but it doesn't restore permanent ability damage.
That's a...
Who wants to live forever?
Yes, will you be willing to part the dagger to us?
I don't want to live forever!
He's not going to be using it. I'm sure.
Who are you going to be giving the dagger to?
His name is Bart the Dead.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like the recipient.
He's cool.
He's named that because...
He's dead.
They thought he was dead, but he wasn't.
Actually, we don't
it's
know.
It's just a nickname among...
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Among kin. He's not really dead.
That or he wants to live forever.
He really does believe.
He might live forever instead. But he's part of the dead. I think he's dead.
They,
I haven't seen
they
his
They call him the dead.
I'm
he
not...
A zombie.
I am not sure that I am comfortable in releasing that dagger. I can give you some of the less dangerous items. But something of that magnitude is...
Is it really dangerous?
The power of giving life.
Aside from being a dagger, is it really, like, life-threatening?
It can turn life to death.
Ricardo,
unknowingly.
Stab you once, you make a save, you die.
It might not even be a save anymore.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Did you mean into undeath or literally to death?
To death.
And turns death to life. So you go up to a corpse.
It could greatly disturb the balance.
Who wants to live forever?
I don't feel comfortable giving this to him either.
Ow!
Maybe
your tree bit me!
Maybe we can borrow several other of the artifacts. If we give him several artifacts as opposed to this specific one, that could work.
He asked for this specific one, though.
And we tell him no!
Here's several other expensively, ridiculously cool artifact items.
Well, depends on what she's willing to part with. If there's anything that would be of use to him.
And if he says no, that means I have to come back down here.
Yeah, I guess.
So we can try it that way.
So, everyone up on their spells?
No. It's not dusk yet.
That's everyone after dusk.
We're still talking.
I'm good, though.
Well, we want everyone to have all their spells and abilities back before we go actually assaulting the dragon.
Okay, well. She's good, but if you guys are attacking in the Aviar, she won't be much help. Well, she can wild shape to get up there, I guess.
I can pick her up.
She can get be a squirrel, get my backpack, and take her
She's
up.
Large size.
She's large size. She weighs as much as a horse.
If I can pick up, I can carry a horse if I'm large.
That's true.
Yeah, so let's plan.
But if she turns into a squirrel.
Ah!
I say that because I can't plan right now. Yeah.
Alright.
Blackface is patting the dragon today.
I don't know if you can take that up to the city. You don't
Why
understand
not?
What I'm saying.
Why not?
I'm sure we could, we just have to find a place to put it.
Just get a permit for it. Or you can just hide it somewhere.
Put it on
we
the rim.
We don't have to do things legally.
There's a freaking zombie T-Rex out on the rim.
Out on the rim.
This will stay out on the rim and be just fine.
If I thought we killed that.
We did.
Yeah.
But there was one.
Yes, there was. Just saying, it's not there anymore. Unless there's another one.
And if it's on the rim that collapses, it has wings.
It is planning, Jessica. It's not the one we needed.
Alright. I have an idea. We take big thing, fly up, it fights big thing, we get under the big thing, unless they're in the air, then we just let them fight up to the death. But if they're on the ground, we fight big thing, circle around, it die.
What?
Yes, I like flanking is usually a part of our plan. I have a spell called
Ooh,
Tactical
Butterfly.
Precision. that will give us +4 when flanking instead of +2. Yes, I know I'm speaking in whatever. Anyway, it'll help us when we're flanking. And it gives an extra like.
Or we take big thing and charge the front door and kill everything.
No.
It also gives like an extra d6 or something.
We want just the dragon.
Hey, listen!
Planning actually gives us a bonus, right? If we plan and stick to it? Or was
it
that...
It doesn't give you a bonus.
That's D20.
It depends if you guys stick to the plan, and then it has varying degrees of success.
That's D20, huh?
Oh, that's and D20?
You have to be a smart hero.
That's what I remember it from.
Yep,
it's a master plan.
Yep. So,
you know what? If we die one more time in this adventure, just leave me dead. Dying 5 times in one adventure should be cue enough.
Grant your eyes
inside. I've died about three or four times.
Extra 1d6.
No, died, not unconscious.
Yeah, died.
So
no, you've only died...
Three times. I'm always getting like
over the course.
I'm talking about this one adventure.
Oh, this one adventure.
This is my fourth time dying in just one adventure.
Not today, combining last week as well.
Oh, what happened last week?
We stormed the front gates.
Then he fell over.
I got taken down by like I was dead by like 2 points. I was stood up.
Oh.
Went in, cast a spell on somebody, keep them alive. Then I got hit.
Okay.
Then Jessica brought me back up.
Yep. Right. I remember that.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah, he died twice in that one combat.
Yeah.
I think might have 3 times. I can't remember now.
It was 2 or 3, yeah.
So anyways, yeah, I've died at least 3 times in this adventure so far.
What we can do is that we can go up there and drop down on the dragon.
Yeah.
Sneak attack!
We buff beforehand and drop down. I think... Well...
Do we want
to send the T-Rex in first or last?
First.
Okay. First, he would more likely wake him up and he'd notice, but then he might focus on that.
Yeah.
Or if he comes in last, we might be able to sneak in and then he'll see the dragon. Yeah. Or T-Rex.
Yeah. Who's saying?
Who's going to stay back with the T-Rex?
Goblin. He's the one controlling it.
I guess that's true.
And as long as he hides behind him, he should be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the T-Rex waking up the dragon, like, before we're in place. We might as well just send it in first.
That's the whole thing. If we get in there first, then wait a little bit, then it comes in.
Yeah, and so it really is the first thing, but not really.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, we can get into place before it. That's fine.
Yeah. Yes. We just need a signal.
thing is, the dragon has heightened senses, so even if it wakes him up and we're in position, he might know you're still there. So it all depends if he's going to focus on that or try and get one of us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. That's just a matter of us
performing. Or we can all go at the same time.
That's a matter of us performing.
Yeah, like a horde. Exactly.
Oh!
Yeah. I'd rather get in position.
Okay.
At least me and Zephyr.
Yeah, Rogue's...
And probably... Probably you and Dick. If
yeah, I can go in with the big guy. And then Squirrel can fly on my shoulder.
Try my backpack.
Or in with him.
I can fly.
You can fly. You have Welch.
Turn into a bird or something.
Yes.
Sure you don't want to be a dwarf druid? No?
I don't want to play druid. I looked at it.
Okay.
Alright, so.
Okay.
Let me see which spells are.
I see the book.
Hold on. What was the book?
Which book are you speaking of?
The big books.
Ooga chaka.
Alright.
I'm going to get three.
Okay.
Resist energies.
Are you
gonna
draw it? Shall we
draw it out? Oh! By the way, this is how big the aviary is.
Okay. Ditch our dragon!
There you go.
Okay.
So,
where's
press,
the entrance?
Press.
Oh, it's. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's at the top,
I see. Like you have to fly up into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Alright.
And then there's a little.
Okay. Bless. Prayer.
Cool. And where are the portals?
Around.
Don't worry, we're just gonna smack
it
to them.
No, I'm just curious. So this helps my vision of the place.
And then this was Ladaria, this was Tana, and this was the hallway.
And then how big is the circle in the middle to get it?
20.
And that's. You have to fly up into it like it's a hole in the ground.
It's a hole in the ceiling.
Or it's a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah, we're going to drop
it
down on top.
Okay, that was.
I'm off by a square.
Yeah, it's an aviary. I would think it would be up top. You know,
yeah, the
holes
up top and the birds fly in.
Yeah.
And land and then fly up.
Well, this is why I ask these questions.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going to go in first, hide. Or, first of all, let's look at him.
Wait until he sleeps.
Yeah, sure
he's still asleep.
Is he still asleep? You made my perception. Alright.
Is his eyes slightly sleeping?
I'm casting resist energy, fire. I mean, myself. The druid has their own thing.
Okay,
and her.
I'm gonna look at. I'll save.
And. All of us special heavy evasions.
And I'll leave it. Or give it on
to the main
lady.
Book.
Druid?
No, you throw a
jumper. Has one that's better.
Yes!
You threw my book!
I tossed it to the ground!
She
wasn't throwing it!
She won't have time to cast it. You don't know.
I'm looking up spells!
Do you want me to cast resist energy on the druid? Because I have nothing else to do with it.
Mm. She's fine.
Could do her.
She's counting on not being hit.
She usually gets hit a lot.
Yeah, but you have evasion.
Oh, you do?
And really high reflex save.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have.
That's why I gave you resist energy fire, 20.
Okay. Ooh, 20.
You could give it to me if you've got extra.
There you go,
to
you
give
got
it to.
Yeah. I'm a Casper's endurance myself.
Okay. So, you two, go ahead and give me stealth check.
Tyler.
Nine.
I got a 37.
Not bad.
I got a 23.
Stealth.
What am I stealthing for?
30. We're going to go hide by the dragon so that way when everything
dies, we're
all safe.
What about Barbar
in this room?
She'll wait. She'll ride in on the dragon.
Well, do you want to cast resistance on Barbar? Alec?
Oh, is Alec
fire?
With us?
Is invisibility helpful here?
I don't think Alec has evasion.
Not particularly.
He does?
Okay. Oh, that's true. He's
good. He's not really actually
he's
looking at you.
Reflex and
he's got a 34.
Oh, okay. I cast resist energy on Alec.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah,
so, her, me, and Alec.
Okay, and then run.
I got a 32.
Alright, well, all three of you can get inside.
That... Those.
That's right.
Yeah. You had the. Okay. Well, we don't have his.
We don't have Superior.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Okay, so. You get three of snuck in, and then you want the big one to fly in?
Can't we get around the dragon?
They want to position themselves.
Do you want to be that close?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to surround the frickin' thing.
Okay.
I'll probably go ahead.
He like woke right up. There. What's in my mouth?
Climbing the mouth. Comfy.
That was bored.
Well, he was sitting out half the game.
Yeah. Don't. I'll have to make it up when you get to New Hope. Alright.
What is that gonna... Is he not gonna roll for himself?
He's peeing.
Oh.
And then... Initiative.
Are we in urban or underground?
Neither. We're in the woods.
I know.
Where are you?
Somewhere.
Are you gonna be on the...
I was gonna be sticking with them, but they...
They're then like, roll.
No, don't worry about it. Oh, okay.
Well, I suggested that you did.
Yeah, well...
Just okay. Drop in with the...
I was looking up things, so... It's my fault.
Yeah, we have to drop inside here, and the goblin can be on top. The
goblin's riding it.
Stick its face in there.
And the druid is a squirrel in his back. Squirrel in Steve's back.
Okay.
Okay.
She ride it too?
I thought she was Banda. Flying.
Oh, that's right, she's flying.
22.
What is your initial?
Or 20. 20, my bad. You're first.
Ryan?
16.
Steven.
22.
Halleck.
12.
Jessica.
17.
Alright, well, reacting first this time is Steven.
Did you roll for T-Rex?
Oh yeah, I rolled for everyone. I'm good.
And Goblin.
I'm ahead of you.
Okay. I'm happy about this.
Did you make it sure?
What is his armor save so I don't have to keep asking 5 times in a row?
29.
Okay.
And yes, that is flat-footed.
Does it change if he's not flat-footed?
No.
They don't have any.
I didn't think so.
Oh, regular dragon.
Do you have Alec? An Alec model?
No, I don't.
Is this...
Andre, you know what's sad?
Sure.
Okay. Alec is...
I missed both my primary attacks, but I hit both my secondary attacks. Sure.
Actually, I'm going to let him do it because he knows about it and I have no idea about it.
37. I assume electricity does something against it.
Yes. Okay, so 37, you say. Alright. Then we go down to 20, which is Manda.
Do we drop down? We already dropped down.
Yes, you dropped down. That's when you woke up.
By the way, everyone is blessed. Just
so everyone knows. So, does that add plus one damage?
Hit.
Okay.
Charge gives an attack opportunity?
Yes. But he's flat footed.
Yes.
Charge.
Okay. You get one swing, bada swing.
Power attacking.
Okay, cool.
Man, I wish I could cast two spells around. Haste, tactical precision.
Minus three.
Puff, puff.
Plus one. Minus
three. Puff.
If you had a magic item that did haste or something.
Yeah.
With.
Wait, what do I get for charging?
Plus two.
Plus two.
So, 21. 26.
Go you. Okay, that was 20. 17 is its child. Nom nom! Hit.
Its child.
Yeah.
The half dragon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a half dragon.
Confused.
Where did it find a T Rex tree?
It's out in the jungle forest.
15 plus 42 is 57, so it's now up to 94.
Think about it.
It actually attacked the dragon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a problem.
It's going to be a really big help, but it's still going to take a little while.
Jessica.
We'll lose out on XP. But it'll also take a while.
We'll live.
And this is more for loot than XP.
We'll live.
Honestly.
Yeah.
This is more for loot.
And renown!
I will cast prayer
amongst the
That's
the
a level.
People.
Yes, Galadria or whatever her name is.
Prayer is level 2?
Should be level 3.
Glindaria.
The Dryads and...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Glindaria
would
okay.
be totally,
then
you know, in love with you now.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the
Dryads. Well, yeah. If I didn't, that means I would
cast
that.
And the little tribal
white.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the treant. I'm sure there's more, but we only saw the one.
Yeah. I was trying to look up all the spells before we went in here. Boy, this is going to be ridiculous.
Andre, just so you know, I got to double my hit points.
Are you
nice.
Yeah.
You would have died from some duel.
Okay, then I'll just cast Divine Favor on myself.
You are favored by the Prince of Thieves. 15. Alec.
Didn't I go on 16?
Ryan goes on 16.
Haste. And poke.
You're still flat-footed, so.
That didn't hit. That doesn't hit.
It probably still doesn't hit, but it was cocked anyway. 24, no. Yeah.
Nope.
That was my hasted action.
He hasted this turn.
If that's a standard action, then you still have a four-round action.
Apparently he just stabbed once.
What?
Yeah.
You have more steps if you want to take them.
Stabby, stabby.
Take your secondary.
I thought it
was your... Actually, no. He could only take stab, because you have to have one free hand for casting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's
Okay.
Unless you're a bard.
I think you still have to have one hand, don't you?
I thought you saw him.
Since you're using that thing, give me another one, please.
It doesn't matter.
Go.
Okay.
We'll lose a bard.
Okay.
15, Alec. Alec, charge. Ooga chaka.
Today, Alec will be played by a orcish shaman.
He will hit. Nope, never mind, because he's power attacking. Alright.
Wage. Is he gonna go blarg?
Yeah, he'll go into blarg, blarg, blarg. Ladria, she's gonna first move the fuck out of the way.
That's a good idea.
She's probably not hasted because you can only affect six people.
That's correct.
Okay, so.
Sorry, NPC. She'll
move over there
hasted.
And she's gonna wait for her to throw up haste. Alright. It is now the dragon's turn. Realizing, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, you will all get one attack of opportunity as it hopes to make its fly check.
Tries to get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah!
Damn.
It's trying to climb straight up, I assume.
That's why it's so hard. What'd you get?
20. Oh, bless him. Haste. 31.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan.
23.
Steven.
I got 30, so I did 10 points of damage.
I'm not even close, am I?
Yeah, you're right next to it.
When did you get there?
We all snuck
we
up
all
around,
snuck around it. At the beginning.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Flank?
You don't get flank when it's when it's moving away.
I got an 18. Oh, the 20 with bonuses. I rolled a 2.
27.
Okay, so it's up to 130.
Power attack if I'm using two-handed.
Power attack does not... it does apply on attack opportunity. We already did that.
Yeah.
Alec, swing and a miss.
Did the half-dragon go?
Barg, 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 barg. It actually missed.
Can the Benny hit?
If you want to spend a Benny on it.
Because he does a lot of damage, so yes.
Nice hit.
Yes, you hit.
Power attacking.
57, so it's now to 187.
Yes. You know what I should have done? I should have buffed the T-Rex. I've been punished. Okay, that's good. I'll be over here.
And that is everyone. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. It flies.
It's half movement going up. That's right. So it only goes... what, like 200 and something?
It's only a minus 2 on my bow shot.
Half move. He only goes 400 with half movement. As, you know, kind of the hay that's in the air kind of goes... Well, congratulations. You guys scared it off.
Can we go through and purge all of his children and steal their loot?
Where's the horde?
All 10
Where's
of them.
The horde?
Plus one.
He doesn't have his sword here.
We'll sell.
Okay, so you can have 10 of them.
Do they have any other equipment?
Plus one chain shirts.
Somebody with that keeps the loot stuff when it writes down.
Oh, and 9 cure light potions. No.
No, they probably drank those.
Yeah, never mind. They drank those when they were being harassed for a few hours.
So does anybody want to write that down?
Plus what? Here's a pencil.
I don't have the sheet of these.
You said how many? 10 plus one tinkers?
And then 10 plus one key great swords.
Yep. Just to let you know, eventually you guys will saturate the market in New Hope if you sell, like, all 10 of those. After that, they're going to be like, we don't need any more.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy this and then stick it on my wall and wait a long time for someone to get enough money to buy this damn thing.
They don't... Okay. I remember there being plus 2 keen swords the last session. Where were those?
Yeah.
That's what we just went and picked up.
You picked up 10 of them.
But
apparently he reclaimed... Apparently he reclaimed a bunch of them.
They're plus 1 keen swords. They're equivalent of plus 2 weapons.
They're, yeah, they're the equivalent.
And there are two...
Go down all these different guys.
That's better than what I have.
Babe, he had 25 hit points.
Yeah.
Should have fucked.
He had 25 hit points.
I could still
snipe him.
I could still snipe him. They won't. They won't do 25.
Maybe someone better kill him.
Then we could speak with Dan and find out where his sword was.
Like you tell us.
So we could say they have to tell you. Yes, they do.
It's up to you. Do you think the extra one to hit and damage is inferior to keenness?
I don't know.
It would give you 18 to 20 instead of 19 to 20. So if you rolled an 18 or 19, then you would...
It could have changed, I don't know.
Keen only puts 1, right, Andre?
Yeah.
Like it's 19 to 20 and would go to 18 to 20?
No, it adds its increment again. So it'd be 17 to 20.
Oh, okay. Woo! So 17 to 20. So 17, 18, or 19, and then you get to roll again to see if you break.
It gets a will save.
I think...
It doesn't get a will save.
Will negates.
Different conversation.
Wow, I used the wrong weapon when I attacked. It's okay.
But so.
Actually, it's good to have it. Now I have a blunt, a piercing, and a slashing, and natural weapons.
The water.
I think.
Unless you're drinking that.
I'm gonna take one of the keen swords.
That's
cool.
Yeah. I can use them.
You can sell the plus 2.
I can't.
One that you have.
I don't know.
Then.
You have your monk's rope now,
I
right?
I can give
it
to you.
No, you don't. Oh. If the alignment is different than yours, it will save and negate it. Even though it's dead.
Okay, never mind. Speak with dead got a whole lot less useful.
It gets a will save against what? Wow!
If the dead creature's alignment was different from yours, the corpse gets a will save to resist the spell as if it were alive.
Wow.
If successful, the corpse can refuse to answer your questions or attempt to deceive you.
See?
Basically,
Jessica just served you.
So, okay. You cast a spell, and they have to come back. They have to speak to you.
But it doesn't mean
they can, if they make the will save, they can refuse to answer, or they can deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's right here. I swear.
I was killed by that person.
All right. Well, Blackface, before joining you guys, has some personal business.
Alright, we'll let him do that.
So he's
is he
not
gonna come back?
Oh yeah, sure, he'll come back. He has to answer to his former master.
As he
was your former master.
With the dragon.
The guy we wanted to
him. Oh, the black dragon?
The black dragon's his former master.
Well, let me come with you then. You're my minion, I'll help you out. Oh, come on, it'll be funny.
We don't know about the black dragon.
He's gonna go steal the horde. Basically, Andre just dick ruled us.
That's right.
It's okay. We got an awesome guy to join the thieves guild.
Quadria will say, "All right. Since you've been so instrumental in driving off this beast and scattering the last remnants of the bugbears in the region, balance has been restored." However, I understand that adventurers don't function on philosophy alone.
These guys? No.
So I am willing to part with one of the minor artifacts.
Not the dagger of resurrection death. But something else.
Will you tell us which ones we can choose from?
Give me a general idea of what you're looking for.
What are we looking for?
We want the dagger. That's why we came down here.
So here. Is there something similar to the dagger? You know what? We could probably get something here that's expensive enough to go back, sell it, and buy him brand new equipment.
It's up to Jessica, really.
I don't know. He has some pretty nice equipment.
What do you have? +1 mithril full plate?
It's a full plate of speed.
Okay.
And then I gave him a lion shield. And then the paladin has special armor.
I'm still not seeing the problem, I'm sorry. These are artifacts.
One artifact's not going to buy that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Depends.
Here! You guys have been so kind. Here is a sphere of annihilation.
Shit!
Go ahead and take it home.
What?
Can I just get one of those black pearls from the Savage Tides?
I just so happen to have one because I'm a druid.
Oh, thank you.
I kept it.
Okay, I go to the city.
Go to
grab James. All right, go on.
And New Hope is wiped clean. Okay. Okay.
That was just a floating city.
But mutant beating each other.
I don't know.
Eventually, they're all high.
With that many higher level people in the city, though,
that's a hell of a lot of mob. That's a hell of a lot of people to get conblade.
And remember the fact that even they will. Some of them will roll natural ones.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, but it just
the city would be dead.
I think it would.
People may survive, but the city is dead. Some people may survive, but the city itself is
dead. Yes, the people who survive.
That's sort of like saying, Ryan, it's sort of like saying that BioShock had survivors.
It did.
No, BioShock did not have survivors.
There are people who are breathing at the end, but everyone is dead.
So, I think we should leave it up to Jessica since...
I want the dagger.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just say, where's your vault or whatever? We could look at these.
I will not take you to the vault.
Yeah, but she's not going to take us to the vault.
Can we talk with...
She will point at the little hallway with the dozens of dead bugbears and say, that's the hallway.
Is there a way to communicate with Bart from here?
I can send a carrier pigeon.
Oh... I don't know if it's going to come back alive, but...
Is there something similar to the deck?
Can you shroom stride us back up to the island?
I could possibly tree stride you back up to the island.
We don't have trees.
Yes, we do.
In the elven commune.
They're not in Coppenstein.
That's why when you guys walked...
Gnome Park.
That's why when you guys walked into Silver District and, you know, the alternate parallel dimension going, Copper District has trees.
We need silver.
No, Copper District had trees in the alternate dimension.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Weird.
You totally shroom walk us up there. We can talk to Bart. You can see what he's like, and you can give us the dagger.
I will not part with the dagger for any mortal.
He's not mortal.
He
wants to live
actually,
forever.
He told me one time he is not mortal.
Then I will certainly not pass it on to any demigod. I will
he
have
said
to have
demigod?
A,
I'm not sure
I will have to have demigod. A messenger angel arrive here before I part with that dagger.
Well, fine. We'll go talk to him and find out what he would take instead.
I'm willing to negotiate with this creature.
Very well, then. Let us go up there and destroy some undead on the way, and then we can go talk to him.
My dryads can take you. I must, and they will return you. I must
see to the burning wreckage.
See to the ruins.
We will try and see if we can get Bart to come down here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The dryads will pop you up into Gold District Elven Commune, but they can't leave there. They can't be too far away from the trees, otherwise they start dying.
True.
So they have to wait there for you.
Okay.
They can spend time with the elves, though.
We'll be back.
The elves would love them.
Enjoy the new elves you meet.
La 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 la.
They go skipping.
La 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 la.
No, there were dryads up here.
Oh, this must be new. Fabulous.
Oh, you want to take hits?
All right. Watcha! Cutscene. Bards. You guys are now waiting in the waiting room.
Oh.
I wanted to wait in the not waiting room.
Hi, jerk guy. Bye, jerk guy.
Bart I give him the new tie about him.
Bart walks in and says, "You're all still in one piece. My goodness."
He wasn't for like five times, but
we found this nice druid. She wants
you,
to
you must have with you. You must have overcome quite a bit.
I do.
You have the dagger?
She wants to negotiate with you.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
No dagger for you.
He's got some mental damage that we need to.
Don't worry about it right now.
I should.
However, she does have other artifacts she's willing to part with.
Dagger or no, you were willing to go to that extent to retrieve this equipment. As a friend, I will return the equipment based purely on the ordeal that you went through.
What, you're watching?
No, but I know what was down there.
There's dragons.
Oh, then apparently I don't know what was down there.
Several half-dragon bugs.
The entire grove was destroyed.
Ooh, and there was tasty pudding!
Dragons and half-dragon, their half-dragon minions.
My goodness, that must have been a hell of a force to overpower that grove.
And they're all dead now.
We got them.
My!
Well,
yes, he ran away, I'm sorry.
We almost had him. He was bleeding.
I'm pretty sure
you can follow the blood trail.
He caught up eventually and killed him.
Oh no, he wasn't going after him.
No.
Yeah, we knew where he was going.
The Wandering Geek Podcast, we get to talk about MMOs and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too, the Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.